With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Tel Aviv and has reiterated they want to bring home the some 240 people taken captive by the Hamas terrorists.
We have a shared determination, and that determination will not wane. We also are thinking every single moment of our hostages. So many Israelis, Americans, other nationals, and we are determined to do everything that we can to bring them back safely, to bring them back to be with their families and loved ones.
Blinken also says Israel must work to keep Palestinian civilians in Gaza safe. Israel, meanwhile, warned that it was on high alert for attacks on its border with Lebanon, as fears grew that the conflict could widen. Also at SRNnews.com, the nation's employers scaled back their hiring in October.
Employers added a modest 150,000 jobs, a sign that the labor market remains resilient despite economic uncertainties. October's job growth, though down sharply from a robust 297,000 gain in September, was solid enough to suggest that many companies still want to hire. Economists say the United Auto Workers strikes against Detroit's automakers likely shrank October's job gain by at least 30,000.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The UAW strikes ended this week with tentative settlements in which the companies granted significantly better pay and benefits to the union's workers. Authorities in Hawaii say a wildfire that burned forest lands in a remote mountainous area of central Oahu has now moved eastward and away from population centers as firefighters continue to battle it. The flames are not threatening homes or property, and no evacuations have been ordered. The Dow is ahead 270 points and the NASDAQ up 176. This is SRN News. Homeschooling is surging in the U.S.
What used to be the province of a small group of mostly Christian families decades ago is now the fastest growing form of education in the country. According to numbers from the Washington Post, homeschooling is up 51% this year compared to an increase of 7% in private schooling and a 4% decline in kids attending public school. A lot of moms and dads are giving up on ever changing their local schools and taking over the job themselves. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An Idaho woman and her son have been charged with kidnapping after prosecutors say they took the son's minor girlfriend out of the state to get an abortion. Police began investigating the duo earlier this summer after the 15-year-old girl's mother told authorities her daughter had been sexually assaulted and later taken to Oregon to have an abortion. The procedure is banned in Republican-controlled Idaho at all stages of pregnancy. It is legal in left-leaning Oregon. This is SRN News. A major agreement between Israel and several Arab nations is showing signs of unraveling. We have the latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
The first tangible sign of distress for the Abraham Accords in response to the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas came on Thursday with the recall of Bahrain's ambassador to the Jewish state and the possible cessation of economic ties between the two nations. The moves were revealed in a statement by the Bahrain parliament. Notably absent is confirmation from the foreign ministry. Bahrain was the first of four Middle Eastern nations to sign normalization agreements with the State of Israel in 2020. The pacts are being viewed as a barometer of the viability and durability of Israel-Arab peacemaking. The other signatories are the United Arab Emirates, Morocco, and Sudan. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.